This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have an ambitious and energetic friend, don't you hate those, who has an eccentric morning ritual every single weekday morning without fail. Before he does anything, really, before checking his emails or looking at his phone, he opens up a notebook and writes down at least 10 ideas for businesses that he thinks would be giant moneymakers. One morning, he sketched out a plan to create a home breakfast delivery. It would be like Uber, he told me, referring to the now ubiquitous taxi company, but for breakfast. Uber for breakfast isn't the worst idea, I suppose, and the way my friend described that idea as a cross between two familiar things, well, it's the way most of us in Hollywood pitch our ideas, too. It's like Frozen meets The Hangover, a writer friend of mine said to me when I made the irrevocable mistake of asking him what his new script was about. That's the way it works in Hollywood, anyway. In the world of technology, the trick is to present your idea as something utterly new and dazzling. This has become troublesome as the worlds of Hollywood and Silicon Valley have been moving closer and closer together. People from the world of technology see everything as one of a kind and world-changing. People from the world of entertainment see everything as basically just a slightly different version of something else combined with something else that you already know. Please don't confuse us with Netflix or Amazon, the leader of a new online content source told me in a meeting last week. We are totally different. We are totally new. We're like revolutionary. He then went on for several minutes to describe his revolutionary and totally different way of producing and delivering movies and television to audiences, which to plodding and thick-headed old me sounded, well, exactly like the way Amazon and Netflix do it. And when I timidly suggested that there were some obvious parallels, like a monthly fee or online streaming or everything available on demand, he just looked at me sadly and said, "You just don't get it." Now, the latest and most different thing to come out of Silicon Valley is a smartphone application called Meerkat, which allows any user to stream live video directly from a camera-enabled phone. Producers and viewers find each other using Twitter, and the entire application is as simple and clear to use as one of those old-style television sets. It's totally revolutionary, a venture capitalist friend of mine from Silicon Valley told me. "It's going to turn your business upside down," he said. People from Silicon Valley are always promising to take this or that industry and turn it upside down or disrupt it. But in this case, all they've really done, amid the shouting and the cheering and the billion-dollar valuations, is recreate 1950s television on a smaller screen with worse sound quality. I didn't say that, of course. What I did was shake my head in amazement and sigh heavily and agree loudly that, yes, they really have shaken Hollywood to the core. Let them have their dreams, is my motto. Maybe there's a way, if I spend some time thinking about it, to combine their dreams with something familiar and make some money out of it. Uber, but for Meerkat. Okay, I'll keep thinking. And that's it for this week. Next week, we are brainwashed by celebrities. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.